Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome back to another exciting episode where we unravel the mysteries of the digital world. Today, we're diving into a gripping saga involving a notorious hacking group allegedly linked to the Spanish government. Let's get started.
Indeed, this story is quite the revelation. The hacking group known as Corredo, which Kaspersky first identified back in 2014, has long been considered one of the most sophisticated threats. Recent insights suggest that it might be tied to the Spanish government, a claim that adds a new layer of complexity to cybersecurity discussions.
That's fascinating. I can't help but wonder, what does this mean for global cybersecurity efforts? And how did researchers connect these dots after so many years?
Well, the connection to the Spanish government wasn't made public initially. However, the researchers who discovered Corredo were convinced of its governmental ties due to the group's advanced espionage operations. This revelation underscores the persistent challenges in attributing cyber attacks to specific entities, which complicates international cybersecurity policies.
It's intriguing to see how these digital ghosts operate in the shadows. Speaking of shadows, let's shift to a different kind of exposure, legal exposure. That is, with new laws targeting revenge porn.
The new anti-revenge porn law, known as the Take It Down Act, is stirring quite the debate. While it's designed to protect individuals from the malicious spread of non-consensual explicit images, free speech advocates are concerned about its potential overreach.
It's a delicate balance, isn't it? Protecting victims while safeguarding free speech. What are the specific concerns being raised about this law?
Critics highlight the law's vague language and the stringent 48-hour compliance window for content removal, which could lead to censorship and misuse. India McKinney from the Electronic Frontier Foundation points out that content moderation at such a scale often results in the suppression of legitimate speech, raising alarms about potential surveillance.
It's a complex issue for sure. Now let's transition from the legal realm to the creative world of AI, where Google is making waves with its VO3 AI video generator.
Google's VO3 is pushing the boundaries of AI-generated content by adding convincing audio to its video creations. This feature allows for more immersive and realistic AI-generated videos, raising questions about the future of media production and misinformation.
Wow, that's both impressive and a bit unsettling. How does this new capability impact the way we consume media? And what are the potential risks?
The ability to generate realistic audio without explicit prompts could lead to concerns about authenticity and the spread of misinformation. However, Google Veo 3 is sophisticated. It doesn't yet pose a doomsday threat. The technology does highlight the need for robust verification processes in media.
Fascinating developments indeed. Now let's turn our attention to the intersection of smart glasses and AI with OpenAI's latest advancements.
OpenAI's integration with smart glasses technology is paving the way for new augmented reality experiences. This combination could redefine user interaction by providing more intuitive and immersive digital environments.
The potential here is enormous. How exactly is OpenAI enhancing smart glasses, and what could this mean for everyday users?
By leveraging AI, smart glasses can now offer real-time data overlays and context-aware assistance, making them more practical for daily use. This could revolutionize fields like education, navigation, and even remote work by enhancing how we interact with digital information.
The future looks bright, or should I say, augmented. Moving on, let's discuss some innovative ideas for modernizing the FAA from tech leaders.
Indeed, tech luminaries like Sebastian Thrun are proposing bold ideas to revamp the FAA. Suggestions include leveraging digital communication, adopting startup competition models, and improving software usability to enhance the agency's efficiency.
These sound like transformative ideas. How feasible are these suggestions, and what impact could they have on aviation?
While ambitious, these proposals could significantly streamline FAA operations, particularly in handling the growing demands of commercial space travel. Implementing such ideas would require substantial policy shifts and investment, but could lead to enhanced safety and innovation in aviation.
Aviation isn't the only field facing challenges. Let's explore the online abuse issues plaguing the WNBA and other sports.
The WNBA is confronting a serious online abuse problem, highlighted during a recent game between the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky. Social media platforms retreat from moderating harmful content, leaves leagues struggling to find effective solutions.
It's troubling to see this issue persist. What measures are being considered to combat this kind of abuse?
Options are limited, but there's a push for better moderation tools and community guidelines. However, without cooperation from social media companies, these efforts face significant hurdles. The situation underscores the need for more proactive and collaborative approaches to online safety.
Indeed, collaboration is key. Speaking of collaboration, California is gearing up for a legal battle over its EV regulations. Let's delve into that.
California is preparing to sue the federal government after the Senate revoked its right to set stricter vehicle emission standards. This legal conflict could have profound implications for state rights and environmental policies nationwide.
A significant showdown indeed. What are the stakes here, and how might this affect the broader push for clean energy?
California's ability to set its own standards has long been a catalyst for stricter environmental regulations across the country. Losing this battle could hinder progress in reducing emissions and set a precedent for federal overreach into state-led initiatives.
A pivotal moment for environmental policy. Lastly, let's explore how Google is aiming to transform virtual meetings with its new Beam technology.
Google Beam, formerly Project Starline, promises to enhance virtual meetings by creating a more immersive 3D experience. This technology is set to be rolled out in offices later this year, potentially revolutionizing remote communication.
That sounds like a game changer for remote work. What makes Google Beam stand out, and how might it change our virtual interactions?
Beam uses advanced 3D imaging to create lifelike virtual meetings, making participants feel as if they're in the same room. This could improve communication and collaboration in remote settings, offering a more engaging and productive experience.
Exciting times ahead for virtual connectivity. That's all for today's Tech Journey. Thanks for tuning in, and stay curious about the digital world. Until next time.